Hi, you're listening to Petri.com's MJF Chat Show. I am Mary Jo Foley, aka your Petri.com community magnet, and I am here to interview tech industry experts about various topics that you, our readers and listeners, want to know about. Today's MJF Chat is going to be focused on how to successfully deploy Teams voice services. And my special guest is Ståle Hansen, who is the founder and principal cloud architect at Cloudway. Hi, Ståle. Thank you for doing this chat today, and it's really great to meet you virtually.
Yes. Hi, Mary Jo. I'm stoked to be here. And I just want to mention that I'm also a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional, a Microsoft Regional Director, and
I'm great.
The author of the Calling and Devices chapter of the book Office 365 for IT Pros, which I write together with Tony Redmond and five other MVPs.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yes, I should have added some more credentials because I know you have many. So thanks for doing that. When we posted about this chat on Twitter, a lot of people started sending in questions. So I think it's a very popular and lively topic. So we have a lot of ground to cover. So let's dig in. Maybe the first thing we could have you do is define what you mean when you say voice services and Teams. And I'm asking that because a lot of people on Twitter said, you know what, I don't even make phone calls anymore, and I don't even want to deploy voice services on Teams if I can get around doing it. So what would you say to people who wonder if voice services really matter at all anymore on a platform like Teams?
Yes, first off, let me clarify voice services in Teams, because there are two flavors, actually. Mm-hmm. You have the Teams to Teams call, which is like the peer-to-peer call, which is natively Teams. That's actually also called a voice service or a voice call. But then You have Teams to PSTN, where PSTN is the public switch telephone network, where you connect and can call any number in the world, actually. So those are the mm-hmm. two flavors. Mm-hmm. And it seems like Microsoft is also confused about this, since they announced that earlier this month that they have over 80 million monthly active phone users, which is a lot, right? And it's way about the market standard. But they came back and clarified, and what they meant was they have 80 million monthly active users that are making an unscheduled call with one other individual in the last 28 days, which includes PSTN and peer-to-peer calls. Mm-hmm. So voice calls, there are a lot of. So everyone is using them these days, not just meetings.
Right.
So, but the number is probably, but we have not this confirmed, it's probably between 3 and 4 million telephony monthly active users, which makes them still a market leader in the space of telephony in a SaaS solution.
Mm, okay.
So I think actually voice services really matter on Teams. Mm-hmm. And the question is that you can actually, can you connect Teams to PSTN? And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And this is actually really, really great. Think about that. You are actually removing technology barriers for making a call. You can still stay on your team client, but the other person you are reaching out to can be on any other device around the world, which means that, yes, there are some users that only needs to reach out to their peers because they're also on Teams, but we need to think about if you're reaching out to whoever you and you don't know what they're using, you're actually breaking down those technology barriers and can dial anyone. It's magical.
Well, we have a related question from someone I think you know, Tom Arbuthnot on Twitter. And he was asking, what are you seeing specifically in terms of phone adoption with this platform? And do you actually think modern knowledge workers still need a traditional phone number? So this plays into what we were just talking about, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think there are multiple ways to look at this. I have seen both sides of it. I understand where Tom is coming from, where you have those really savvy information workers that work with everyone else that are on Teams. Mm-hmm. But what we have seen in organizations is the service needs to be available, especially in larger and global organizations. But we can give users the choice mm-hmm. to add them, because this is a per user licensing, and we can come back to licensing later, but you can assign it per user. So what we have done in some global deployments is to give users a choice and a way to order telephony. They will get it as long as it's available in their country, but mm-hmm. we won't assign it to them by default, so they can make the choice of having it. Mm-hmm. The other side of what we're seeing is that during COVID, that we have a lot of those typically office-only organizations now needing to work at the home office, mm-hmm. Where they typically have a telephony system at the office that's not available at the home office, where mm-hmm. we've seen projects where we needed to integrate with those systems and enable voices through software like Teams to still give them access to their phone numbers so they can get the job done. Because there are so many flavors of information workers, and some of them are actually making and receiving a lot of calls. Mm-hmm. And Teams can provide that wherever you are.
Okay. Let's do a definition question from Matt Levy on Twitter. He just asked a very straightforward, what is Microsoft Phone System? Or maybe that's not straightforward. I don't know.
It's a great question. Microsoft Phone System is the license and the capability you need to get PSTN connectivity or telephony connectivity. So you need to be assigned this license in order for having it. And it's available in Microsoft 365 E5. It's an add-on for Microsoft 365 E3. And it's even available as an add-on called Business Voice for Microsoft 365 Business Premium. So this is available down into the SMB market as well.
Okay.
And there are three flavors of connecting to PSTN after you have this license. One is calling plans. That is where you get the number from Microsoft. Microsoft acquires the number for you and gives you access to assign it to users directly in the Teams platform. Requires no infrastructure on your side. It's available in 26 countries and it's counting, but calling plans is of course an extra license again, because you need to pay for your minutes. Mm-hmm. And the second flavor is Operator Connect, where you can actually bring your own carrier into Microsoft Teams. Operator Connect is in public preview right now, and you have 11 operators being part of that program, such as Orange, T-Mobile, Telenor in Norway, for instance. And that's where you can just, from the Teams platform, just order from your local carrier and get the numbers and the agreements you have with your existing operators directly in Teams. Then the third flavor you need when you have the phone system license is direct routing. Direct routing is when you deploy your own hardware and integrate with your own SIP trunks or even your own on-premises PBX. Your telephony system, and you have full control over what happens with a call. You can manipulate and it's very IT pro friendly. It's a lot of work that can be done and a lot of adjustments that can be done with direct routing. So those are the three flavors of connecting to telephony after you have the phone system license.
Got it. So Matt also wants to know, is there a difference between inter-org Teams calls and intra-org Teams direct routing calls?
Yes. And this is, I think, for calls in general. So when you have telephony in your Teams client, you have the choice to call someone directly Teams to Teams, or you can call their mobile phone or even their fixed line number. Mm-hmm. If you call someone in your organization, and you call their fixed line number, which is again assigned to them as a Teams user, that call actually will stay in Teams. It will be converted to a Teams to Teams call, because Teams detects that, hey, this is a number I know. I can route this call internally. You don't need to pay any minutes for this. But if you call someone on their fixed line and it's not someone in your organization, or you call someone in your organization and you call them on your mobile, then it will go over the direct routing SIP trunk or operator connect or use the calling plan minutes and go over the PSTN network, and it will be a regular phone call.
Okay, got it. All right, now we're going to do a very wide-ranging question, but maybe we can make it a little more specific as we ask it. Chris Goodwill on Twitter asked, "What are your thoughts on best practices for adoption and communication to the wider business?" But maybe we can talk a little specifically about, what's your thoughts about people coming back from the home office and kind of what best practices will look like for people dealing with voice services?
Yeah, and this goes for voice services in general. You know, those two flavors, Teams to Teams calls and Teams to telephony.
Okay.
And the worst feedback we can get from users when they get back to the office is that it worked better at my home office.
Yeah.
That's definitely hands down the worst feedback you can get. So what's important is then to plan for optimizing for voice calls specifically, and also video calls for Teams in your office network. And there are multiple ways to do that in Teams. And you need to both prioritize the traffic internally in your network, make sure you are connecting to the Microsoft service in an optimal way, making sure the time spent on the internet before you are hitting the Microsoft network is as short as possible. And for those global organizations out there, make sure you have local breakouts, because Teams is a global service and you should connect to your local Teams service and not the one in Europe if you're based in the US, for instance. And within Teams, you also can define your infrastructure. And I see this as the next big thing people need to do when optimizing for Teams. So you can go into the Teams admin center and define your subnets and tell Microsoft what your internal networks are, so that you both can know where the traffic is coming from, which you can again use for troubleshooting. You can use it for specifying when you're troubleshooting and looking into the traffic, like, okay, where do we have great quality, but where do we have poor quality? Then maybe look need to look into that location or that building. So adding that helps Microsoft identify your traffic. And then, of course, learn what kind of overview and settings you can look at when troubleshooting and looking at call quality. You can do that from the call quality dashboard. You can do that from call analytics. And you can even use the Microsoft 365 network overview, which you can find through the productivity score, to look at the quality. So this is an ongoing work, and you can do that with Teams and optimize for that. So I think that's the biggest task for getting back to the office now that people are used to being alone, maybe, or having direct connectivity from their home office.
Okay, great. So let's take a quick break and talk about our MJF Chat sponsor, Smart Deploy. According to G2, Smart Deploy enables IT to deploy Windows images 47% faster than Symantec Ghost, 57% faster than MDT, and it's 100% worth a try. Start saving time and IT resources with this exclusive free offer worth more than $570 at smartdeploy.com/MJFchat. Okay, back to Teams voice services now. I've got more reader and listener questions for you. James Aumann on Twitter asked, "Why should we consider Teams as a phone replacement plan when RingCentral and Zoom seem to have the market cornered? Does Teams actually offer advantages beyond you already use Office 365, so why not just use Teams?"
That's a tricky question, of course.
It is.
And the answer is it depends. It
Okay.
also depends where you are in the world. RingCentral and Zoom telephony is not something I have noticed a lot in Europe, for instance. So it depends on where you are in the in the world as well, in terms of what kind of services are penetrating the market and are even available. But if you look at Teams and telephony as a standalone service, then it gets trickier, because Teams and telephony is built on Teams, right? So you need a
Right.
Teams service. The Teams service is part of Microsoft 365. It's available for small businesses though, so you can have the small business license, but you still need the full Microsoft 365 package in order to do it. And it gets even better, of course, Teams as a service, if you have your email in Microsoft 365 and if you have your files in there. So it's more of a connected service, and it's so much more than just voice, right? And like people are saying, I haven't made a phone call in a year. And that may be true, but the moment you have that need and you have the ability to make a phone call, then you're just not noticing that you're doing it, because it's the same platform, it's the same client, and for you as a Teams user, it's the same experience. So telephony in Teams is just a small component of the full workspace that is Microsoft Teams.
Okay. I got a couple of questions for you from Dean K on Twitter. He wants to know what you know about the status of the Teams SIP gateway for older SIP phones. And then he also wants to know about the status of PSTN individual call recordings.
Yeah, so Microsoft announced the Teams SIP gateway, and it's still on the roadmap. I think it's in some kind of preview somewhere, and its ability to connect generic SIP phones to the Teams service. So you don't need a Teams certified phone, you don't need a Teams running the Microsoft software, and you can reuse some of your existing phones that you're using on premises today, for instance. I believe, I don't know, I believe it will be available in the next half year.
Okay.
Microsoft have been talking about this for quite some time, and I think it's sooner rather than later that it will be available. And
Okay.
this goes into, like, okay, it's a telephony service, and we need to be able to use it as a telephony service. You need those old phones, you know, with the holding the
Yeah.
microphone to your ear and slamming the phone when you're hanging up and angry and all that. You need that in Teams as well. And this is the ability to do that. Also,
Okay.
what I want to mention is that Teams has taken over for Skype for Business now. Skype for Business has been deprecated in Microsoft 365. But you still have some phones with the old software that can't be upgraded to Teams phones. That will also be supported in the unforeseeable future. So they can still use them even though you are in a Teams only mode.
Okay, got it.
And then there was the other part of that question.
Right. Yep.
What
Status
is the
of
status of
PSTN.
PSTN individual call recording? I actually
Right.
seen a YouTube video of this, so I think it's right around the corner. But so I think it's still rolling out. I still don't have it in my tenant, but it's right around the corner.
Okay, great.
But I
Okay.
want to clarify though,
Yeah, I hear
on
you.
PSTN individual recording, because that's a manual recording initiated from your Teams client. That's
Okay.
what's rolling out and being available. You also have compliance recording within Teams. That's already available, but that requires a centralized software and the service connecting to the Teams service. That's already available.
Okay. Great. We have another status question for you, this time from Dan Balowitz. He said, "What do you know about SharePoint online regional homing?" He said his company just relaunched its intranet in SharePoint Online, and their North America performance is decent, but their other regions are much slower. So he wants to know, how can I speed up my performance?
I want to answer that in two flavors, of course.
Okay.
Telephony, of course, doesn't have much to do with SharePoint, but mm-hmm. the answer is still relevant because
okay.
if you're using geolocation for your services, that means that's where they are stored after you
right.
have been working with them and so on, and does not necessarily give a performance increase.
Mm.
But it could be, but that's not something that's not why you want to do it. You want to do that for compliance reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings me back to my earlier point when optimizing for connectivity to the Teams service, local internet breakout, stay as little as possible on the internet and make sure there are no proxy servers inspecting or blocking or doing anything with the URLs the SharePoint service is accessing.
Hmm.
And I think that homes back to Teams as well, because when you can store your meetings, for instance, a meeting recording, meeting data in those locations,
mm-hmm.
What do you think about performance for calls and meetings? Well, the performance for calls and meetings, they are automatically optimized. It's super awesome, actually, because it uses local infrastructure in the region you are in to render the meetings, to render the calls.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't go all the way back to where your tenant is. So even though you are in based in the US and I'm a European user making a call, especially if I'm using calling plans or joining a meeting,
mm-hmm.
I will use the European infrastructure to do that,
hmm.
which means it stays local to me and I get an optimized performance. So there's a disconnect between where things are stored and where mm-hmm. things are rendered or produced, I would say, in the hmm. Teams service.
Got it. I'm glad we get to hear a super awesome from you, because I hear that's one of your signature phrases.
Yes, it is. Everything is actually awesome. And it's so much fun when stuff works for you.
Exactly.
So, and then you get in a better mood and you become more
yep.
happy and more approachable. So it's just like, yeah, good times.
Yep, got you. All right, I saw a tweet from you this week that mentioned there's now a way to find available phone numbers within the Teams phone system deployment via a script. So can you talk a little bit about this script? Where can people get it? And what advantages does this actually give people who are using Teams voice services?
Yeah, actually back at the Link conference in 2014 and TechEd 2014 and Markets of the Ignite 2015, mm-hmm. I actually stood up and had deep dive sessions on phone number management.
Hmm. Wow.
Which means that yes, it's easy to consume the service. Yes, you can have it in Teams. But if you have a global deployment and you have different locations, different number ranges assigned to those locations, and then you have some users with exceptions and all that, you can mm-hmm. spend a lot of time both finding numbers to assign to users in the correct location and add the correct settings for them.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out there is no way natively in the platform. It wasn't in Link, it wasn't in Sky for Business, and mm-hmm. in it's now not in Teams, a
mm-hmm.
way for you to list, here's my number range.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what numbers are used, which numbers are in retention, and which number are available for me to assign to my next available user. Because this is not something you do every day, right? It could be
right.
half a year between every time you do it. And you don't want to reinvent this routine. So I have automated this. This is a script I have developed. It's a way to both identify your number range, look at Teams and see what numbers are in use,
mm-hmm.
and then give you, here's the next available number. Here you go. But I do a bit more than that. I actually classify phone numbers.
Mm.
Because you can have something called gold numbers, silver numbers, bronze numbers, and then you have vanity numbers, numbers
mm-hmm.
you don't want to like just assign to users. You want
mm-hmm.
to keep them maybe for VIP users, or maybe you want them for hunt group services. So you don't want them to automatically be assigned to people. So I do that as well in my script.
How can people get this script? Where is it?
Yeah, it's available on my blog, msunified.net. Okay. You can download it for free. It is it's a community tool, and it's stored on GitHub, and it may replace your Excel spreadsheet that at some point dies.
Cool. Okay, that's a great tip. Any other tips or resources you want to share for people who are trying to keep up with all the changes that are going on in voice services and Teams right now?
Yes, the best source, of course, if you want to stay up to date, is the Teams blog on Tech Community. Mm-hmm. I think that's they will come with what's new every month. And if they launch new services, they will have release posts about that. Mm-hmm. And also, shameless plug, we do the book Office 365 for IT Pros. It's updated monthly. And mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time, actually, every month, trying to get all not just all the news, but all the new features and more experience into that book from a calling perspective. But everything Office 365 is updated monthly in that book. So those are the two resources I want to mention.
Great. Well, thank you so much again for doing this chat. I think it was really a big topic of interest based on all the questions we got on Twitter, and very timely. So thanks again.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Great. For everyone else who's listening right now or reading the transcript of this chat, I'll be putting up more information soon about who my next guest is going to be. And once you see that, you can submit questions directly on Twitter using the hashtag MJFChat. We need you to use that hashtag so we can find your questions. So make sure you use that when you put your questions on Twitter. In the meantime, if you know of anyone else or even yourself who might make a good guest for one of these chats, please do not hesitate to drop me a note. Thank you very much.